All right, very good. Thank you, young people. I appreciate that. Everything that you saw tonight, from the crafts and the music and the dialogue and everything, that is all done by the young people. Their parents and other folks are not allowed to participate in the construction and so forth, other than just advice or something. I think they did a wonderful job, and looking forward to the convention this year. It's a scary thing to get up here on Sunday night in front of this crowd and repeat a poem from memory. I didn't know Filipinos had a British accent, though. I'll tell you that much. I learned things by coming to convention, but not only to work on the words, but to work on the accent, Rick. That was a blessing. So I think the two shoulder angels, I believe that whole dialogue was written by Melanie. Did you write that, Melanie? They helped write it. Okay, that was written. That's homemade. And so that was very good. I'm sure Melanie, this one over here came pretty easy for her. Amen. So, but anyway, so yeah, that's right. So if you got a Bible, now look, I know what time it is, okay? And I'm going to be brief. I'm going to be very brief tonight. But I have something that Isaiah 14, let's go there. And I had this done in my mind and heart before everything. I mentioned it last Sunday night. And I want to just talk for a minute to our church and everybody that's here. I hope you'll listen. And it will not be horribly lengthy, I promise you, okay? And that went a little longer than what I anticipated, but that's all right. I enjoyed it. It was very, very good. I appreciate our young people so very much. Now, I'm going to get to the scripture here in just a minute. Last Sunday evening, I'm going to talk on the exercise of free will. The exercise of free will. I want this to help some of you tonight. The exercise of free will. I've been talking on the subject of the heart this month, okay? And the heart, as defined by the Bible, not that organ that pumps blood through your body, but the heart of a person, that inner core, where they think, where they choose, where they feel. And we've talked about it in different lights, talked about the fact that Jesus' heart was on display. In the morning message today, Jesus' heart was on display when he went to the graveyard and wept at the tomb of Lazarus. It was his heart. And last Sunday evening, I spoke on the reason that we want the kids to give us their hearts. Remember that message, those of you that were here? You know, Solomon said, "My son, give me thine heart." But there was a reason Solomon asked for the heart. It was because it was so he could model a life in front of his son. "My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways." You don't want your kid's heart just so you can talk about it. "Well, I've got my kid's heart." Great, what are you doing with it? "Let thine eyes observe my ways." I want to model a life for you, ultimately the life we model in front of our children as we get their hearts. We talked about don't buy their heart, tie their heart to yours. Okay? And the reason we do that ultimately is so that we can model a life that would be able to teach them how to bring glory to God. And I spoke specifically about modeling the proper marriage relationship in front of the children so that they have an idea, a living visual in front of them that teaches them how to have a proper marriage relationship. So the question, I guess, is this. Is it a guarantee that if my wife and I work hard to model the proper Christian life in every area, not just marriage, but in every area, is it a guarantee that my child will follow the model? I thought about four different scenarios. I think one scenario is sometimes the kids don't follow the exact model. They cut corners in some areas. And parents, normally what happens is they cut corners in areas where we cut corners, except what the parents do in moderation, the children do in excess. It is not a train wreck. But if that pattern continues, it changes the model. It changes the model. Sometimes the kids improve on the model. And who wouldn't want that? They yield to God in a more complete way than their parents did, and the model they build is greater than what dad and mom built. You know what I say? More power to them. Amen. Thought about a third scenario. Sometimes they build the exact same model. If there was a daughter, she grows up to be the model of her mother. If it was a son, he grows up to be the model of his dad. Sometimes, and this is a heartache, they trash the model and build a completely different one in a way that is not in line with biblical truth. That is a heartache. That's a terrible heartache. Someone will say, well, you know, there is a flaw in the model. What model doesn't have a flaw? That's like saying that there are some kids who have a perfect model to follow. I don't think the perfect model exists anywhere. And then there is the opinion that, you know, that child trashed that model. There had to be a problem with the model if the kids trashed it and went another direction. You know, it just had to be a problem with the model. And then there is an opinion that if the child goes 180 degrees opposite how they were raised, it was because the model was too strict. Too many rules, too many negatives, too many convictions, too many standards, too much Bible, too much church. And that's the environment was too strict. And that's why they went 180 degrees the opposite direction. Well, friend, if they trash the model, and if you're of the opinion that there had to be a problem with the model if they trashed it, or if you're of the opinion that the model is too strict and that's why they trashed it, I would like for you to explain for me what happened in Isaiah 14. Because look at verse number 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? What's wrong with that model? Is there anything too strict about that environment? Lucifer had the perfect model. He had the perfect environment. He trashed it. He threw it all away. What happened? Look at verse number 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, whoa, stop right there. There it is again, friend. The matter of the heart. You see, in the heart of every one of God's creation, including the angelic realm, is a free will. Had to be. Because look what Lucifer said in his heart. Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Do you see what was going on in Lucifer's heart? A thought process and emotions and the free will to exercise what he wanted over what God wanted. And that's how God made him. Somehow, in the most utopian environment with the perfect model, Lucifer fanned the flames of self-will over God's will, which is the ultimate idolatry. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Five I wills. And that was the choice of his own heart. Nobody else's influence played havoc with Lucifer's heart. The Bible says this was in his heart. Thou hast said in thine heart. And we've also heard it said down through the years that rules without relationship creates rebellion. That's a nice statement. I'm sure there's some Bible teaching somewhere to back it up. But friend, you can't just swallow everything that sounds nice. God certainly had a relationship with Lucifer. Because in Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse number 14, the Bible says he was the anointed cherub that covereth. And God said, I have set thee so, thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Mountain in the Bible is a kingdom. So God set Lucifer as an anointed angel whose responsibility was covering. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. What did Lucifer cover? You know what I believe the Bible teaches, friend? I believe that Lucifer in God's kingdom up there was overseeing the angels who covered the very throne of God. Remember when Isaiah saw it in chapter 6? Remember when John saw it from the Isle of Patmos in Revelation chapter 5? And he saw the cherubim and the seraphim flying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And the Bible says in Ezekiel 28 that God set Lucifer as the covering cherub, set him in the mountain of God in the kingdom. No, listen, Lucifer's problem wasn't too strict an environment. Lucifer's problem wasn't a poor model. Lucifer's problem wasn't a lack of a relationship with God. Ezekiel 28:15 says that he had all of that till iniquity was found in his heart. And that iniquity was found in him when those five I wills in Isaiah 14 that he entertained in his heart. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Perfect environment, perfect model. And he trashed it. Now look. If you have a child that has trashed the model that you lived in front of them and it was a good model, nothing I can say or anybody else can say will take the heartache away. But maybe this will help you stop beating yourself up. A child is a creation of God. And that child has a free will. And at some point, that free will has to be exercised along with thoughts and emotions. The heart of that child has got to be used to choose rightly. It's got to be. What more could a created being want than what God gave Lucifer? What more than maybe having his own will instead of God's? What more could a created being want for a model than what Lucifer had, but maybe their own model instead of God's model? I'm simply saying tonight, friend, there are good Christian people who paid the price to model a decent Christian life in front of their children who are continually beating themselves up because their child reached age 18, 20, 22 and just trashed and walked away from the model that you lived in front of them. I'm going to tell you, Lucifer did the same thing with the model that he had in heaven. No, it's not that it's too strict. It's not that there's a problem with the model. As I spoke on the very first message on the subject of the heart this month, it's right down in here, friend. And let me say one more thing. God nor heaven changed in order to keep Lucifer intact. God didn't say we got to loosen up here so we can accommodate Lucifer's rebellion. God didn't say we got to change the model up here so we can make Lucifer more comfortable. The model was right, so was the environment. Heaven's standard was not lowered so that Lucifer could be accommodated. And when parents change to accommodate rebellion, when they change the model or loosen up the environment, hear me carefully, there's no guarantee that kid will come back. And if they choose to, there's got to be something to come back to. Got to be. We've seen that happen. We've seen that happen. Oh, yeah. There sits in this room somewhere tonight. I can't. Maybe he's on guard duty. There sits in this room a young man who trashed the model for a while. But after so many years, he couldn't get away from it. And the model was the same when he returned. just a couple of weeks ago after praying for 18 months, him and his family praying for 18 months for a coworker. His coworker got saved two Tuesday nights ago. God is using that young man to make a difference in people's lives. But you know what? You don't accommodate rebellion. You don't loosen the environment. Oh, wait a minute. You have compassion. You love. But you don't change the model. If it's biblically based. Okay? Now I want to say something tonight. Very, very plain to our church. All this was in place before the events that happened in the last 24 hours. We had a young person leave their home. You say, you shouldn't say things like that from the pulpit. You know what? It's already being talked around. We have eyes. People see. And I talked to the parents today. If you know who it is, you know what you ought to do? You ought to pray for that young person. You ought to pray for that parent, those set of parents. You ought to encourage them and love them. They were here all day today in the services serving God while they weep. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then that's okay. You don't have to know. Just know that there's somebody in the church that has a pretty heavy heart tonight. Somebody that should have had a young person up here participating. And I want to tell you something, folks. Sometimes it's not the model. And sometimes it's not that the model is too strict. Sometimes the exercise of free will says, I will. Instead of His will. Some of you parents that live with the grief and the heartache of a child that, man, you don't stop praying for them, you don't stop loving them, you don't stop trying to reach out to them, but you need to stop beating yourselves up. Because there comes a point in time where every child has to decide, my will or God's. So pray and model and pray and model and love and pray and model and love and pray and model and love and pray and model. But if one day, God forbid, one of your children rises up and chooses my will over God's will, you know what? You're going to weep. It's going to break your heart. But I will tell you something. It's not the model. It's not the environment. Sometimes it's a rebellious will. There it is right there. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Father in heaven, I pray that you'll please help our church. I pray that you'll please help the young people of our church. Lord, the little dialogue between the two girls up here was really hit too close to home. God and Heavenly Father, I would pray that you would please arrest the conscience and the attention of the young person who's left dad, mom, and home tonight of their own free will and chose, Lord, a poor decision. Lord, may we not stand or sit in judgment. May our hearts weep with those who weep. And God, I would pray that you would intervene in power and change that situation as you have in situations gone by. Lord, I pray for some parents tonight who have lived with the guilt for years maybe about a child who exercised their free will when they had a good model and they had a good environment. God, we don't understand it. It's hard for us to comprehend, wrap our minds around it. But Lord, in your blessed book, there's an example of Lucifer trashing the model that was set for him in the most perfect environment there ever has been. So, Lord, help us tonight. Help us to model and love and pray. Pray and love and model. And keep on for the glory of God. Lord, may our young people make the right choices when it comes time for them to exercise their free will. I pray it in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm going to ask the ladies to go ahead and play a song tonight. We're going to come in some way. Now's the time to come and pray this morning. Lord, I spoke to you.